All right, everybody, if you could gather around, if you're ready to hear the word. There is a sense of urgency. I repeat, a sense of urgency. If you are saved today, you know it. And if you have questions today, don't be afraid. That's a good place to be. Questions are good. You want to know, you seek it, you'll find it. And if you feel like I'm just full of a load, then God will soften your heart. But you gotta get humble. Come on, everybody. Humble. That means everything you used to know, you got to call into question. Starting with how you knew what you knew. I mean, I used to be a patriot. I used to say America. You know what I'm saying? America, not America. America. God is with America as long as America's with God. If America ain't with God, then I got bad news for all of us. It's going to play out sorely for us. To His glory, sorely for us. In a corporate sense of the word. The saved will be fine. Those who know God, they'll be fine. Malachi, today the verses are in Malachi. There's several of them. It's four chapters long, but man, it says a ton. The verses in Malachi start off with talking about Jacob and Esau. Talking about the two houses, the one that he loved and the one that he didn't. They were brothers. So this was not a genetic problem. They were of a kind. They came from the same mama. And the problem here was that, I'm sorry, they had the same father. Yeah, that's right. So the problem here is that one was walking in the Spirit, and the other one was not. Now, you may think to yourself that, Jack, that's a Holy Spirit problem. That sounds New Testament. Well, it does. This is all one long, single story. A single story that starts with Adam and ends with God saying, come on in. Or, move along. I never knew you. So here's the story. Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage. That is the heritage that Esau discovered for himself. Left his heritage to the jackals of the desert. If Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins. The Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I will tear it down and they will be called the wicked country and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel. Hearkening back to the phrase, we are not worshiping a God of Israel, or a God of the plains, or a God of the hills. We are worshiping a God of all people, of every nation. And though He calls His people Israel, that is not something that we can use to then say, well, that doesn't mean me. No, that means you. That means me. And again, if you're standing out here and you're counting on your genetics to win your next argument, there's no winning that argument. God is going to turn His back on you and say, that's your heritage. You chose that for yourself. The priests polluted the offering, a son honors his father and a servant his master. And then, I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? How have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, how have we polluted you? But saying that the Lord's table may be despised. You offer blind animals in sacrifice. Is that not evil? You offer animals that are unworthy. You make for yourself, you make for yourself idols. And you say that the idol is who I worship. And you carry the idol around with you and you say, well, this idol didn't mean that. And yet, this personalized letter to you says, yes, he did mean it. He meant it. He meant every word of it. That you might not kindle on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand or from rising of the sun to the setting, to its setting. My name will be great among the nations, all peoples. But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. And what a weariness this is. And you snort at it. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am great, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. And if you will not listen, if you will not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send curses upon you. That's a big deal. Curses. Think about what that means. Curses. When God says, curse you, that's saying, I'm going to damn you. Indeed, I have already cursed you because you did not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring and spread dung on your faces. Again, this is the dung that you generated. He will rub your nose in your own feces. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring and spread dung on your faces, so you shall know that I have sent this command to you, that my covenant with Levi may stand, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him who was of one life and peace, and I gave them to him. It was a covenant of fear, and he feared me. He stood in awe of my name. But you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by your instruction. You have corrupted the hosts. And so I make you despised and abased before all the people, inasmuch as you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your instruction. Partiality. Have we not all one Father? Has not God created us? We're all cousins. We're all cousins, every last one of us. We have one Father. Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has been faithless, and abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. That's worshiping idols yet again. That God that isn't quite God. And this, again, listen, this message is to believers. This is to people who said they were godly. They were children of Judah. They were of the tribes, and they were holy. They called themselves Israel, as if the word Israel could save them. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? This is Old Testament. Old Testament, I'm saying. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. Again, these were believers. These were people who felt the fire, the cleansing fire that God, only God can bring. That he would make you purified like gold and silver. That he would, like Fuller's soap, he would cleanse you. For the man who does not love his wife but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Violence. How many times have you heard that in the news recently? You guys are hateful. Covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourselves in your spirit and do not be faithless. You have wearied the Lord with your words, but you say, how have we wearied him? By saying, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or by asking, where is the God of justice? Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way. He will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. The Old Testament said that somebody is coming, Elijah is coming, and he would prepare the way. He would wear sackcloth and ashes, and 500 years before he actually showed up, they're talking about his coming. And they're saying to a faithless people, to a faithless group of believers, that you have to repent. You have to turn back. They even use the same word. They use it, they translate it differently, but they use the same physical word. Repent, turn back. And John showed up on time. John showed up on time and said, repent. The time is nigh. The kingdom is at hand. And in 70 AD, the temple burned. The temple burned as this book said it would. In 70 AD, the temple was burned and every stone was removed, one from another. The Romans didn't want anybody to ever look back because these were a hateful people. And it was true. They were actually hateful. These guys were hypocrites. It goes through the list. It talks about, you have wearied the Lord with your words, but you say, how have you wearied him? Everyone who does evil is good. It goes on and on about how the list of things that you should or should not do. And when John shows up, he says, you've got to turn back. You've got to repent. You have to take this delivered message, this written word, a letter to you, and you have to say one to another, I believe what this says. And when you say that, it's not just words. It says, I believe in my heart, so much so that I'm going to change my life because God loved me. Why? Because everything I thought heretofore was hypocrisy, was lies, was foolishness. There's some horrible things. A lot of times we say to ourselves that the gospel is something that is love and nice. I just had to have this conversation with my daughter here just recently. She said, God is nice. And I said, nope, God is not nice. God is God. God is good. God is all powerful. God is loving. Yes. God is justice. And he's all of these things equally at the same time, perfectly, without hurting one or the other. He's the creator, and we have no right to question that. The reason that ends up mattering is because we spend all of our days trying to figure out how to question that. Time? All right, if we see if I can wrap this up. Wasn't ready for this, so my apologies. I'm droning. All right, if one takeaway from this, don't walk away from this thinking that the New Testament is something that takes over the Old Testament. It fulfills the Old Testament. The Old Testament made promises, and without those promises, there's no New Testament. If you don't listen to the New Testament, then there's no salvation for you. You get to make a choice today. Am I going to believe, and I mean believe in the way that the Bible says believe, or am I going to just keep making my own idols, keep making my own heritage, and have God tear it down the way he promises he will do? It's just a function of being alive. I am guilty of all of these things. Everything I mentioned to you today, I am guilty of everything in this list. I did it. I've seen it. I do everything I can to try to not do it now. Every now and then something happens where I'm sitting there trying to, oh man, I should have done that differently. And next time I do. So I'm begging you today, turn your hearts to Christ. Our salvation is in Christ. We are one people. And if somebody tries to come and convince you otherwise, I'll say it the way Paul said it. I hope they emasculate themselves. I hope they emasculate themselves, and I hope they turn, I hope they get everything they've got coming to them. I wish them long lives, because I wish they live long enough to reap what they sow. I beg you, turn to Christ today. Our salvation is in him. Turn to the truth. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I am alone. afraid to be.